Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Night Owl Twitter application for your Apple Mac using VoiceOver. And as you'll soon discover, Night Owl is the name of the program in English. In Japanese, I'll get VoiceOver to say the name. Otherwise, I may get in trouble pronouncing it. So first of all, let me say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift-VOD, of course the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now, Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Now, the way to get to the Twitter application for this particular demo, I'm actually going to run it off my Applications folder. And the quick way to get to the Applications folder on your Mac is to do Shift-Command-A for Applications. So I'll do that now, Shift-Command-A.
Now in Applications window, Amadeus Pro.
Now, because I'm going to directly access the application from the Applications table, I actually don't need to interact with the table to navigate it properly. And the first three letters of the application are Y-O-R. So I'll do that now, Y-O-R.
Yorufukiru.app.
Okay, and that's the name of the application. And the .app or .app was read out because I've actually got my file extensions turned on in Finder, so I can identify different applications by their extensions. So I'll just get VoiceOver to spell it out, and also the military alphabet for you as well with V-O-W or Control Option W.
Yorufukiru.app. Yorufukuru.app. Yankee Oscar Romeo Uniform. Foxtrot Uniform Kilo Uniform Romeo Oscar Uniform period Alpha Papa Papa.
Okay. So let's run it by doing Command and O for open.
Open. Yorufukiru. Timeline window. 236 rows added.
We've got into it, and I'm now in my timeline for my Twitter feeds. And if I check where my VoiceOver cursor is currently focused with VO function key 3 or F3, or control option F3.
Table is in the VoiceOver cursor. No selection.
Okay, that's the table. So let's interact with that table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift control option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 1 of 276. Rollis. Try the stopwatch in the clock or an app called Talking Timer at Koth 8:23:10 p.m.
And of course, now what I can actually do is just use the down arrow key or control option down arrow or VO down arrow for VoiceOver, and we can go through my timeline.
Mashable, Russian space probe crashes into Pacific Ocean, HTTP, iPhone underline newsfeed, number iPhone, IP, ZDNet, iPhone, iPad apps for children with learning difficulties, mail underline ULD.
Okay, and so on. Now, besides your timeline feed, Night Owl has a number of tabs that you can switch between, depending on if you want to look at your mentions, your direct messages, favorites, you want to search on Twitter, lists, etc. And the way to verify which one you're currently sitting in, which tab, I'll just quickly show you how to get to there, and it's the same in all tabs. So let me do Shift-VO up arrow or Shift-Control-Option up arrow to uninteract with the table.
Stop interacting with table.
Okay, so I've uninteracted with the table. I'm actually now going to jump to the top of the current window with Shift-VO home. Now, of course, on a MacBook-style keyboard where there's actually no home key, the home key is turned on by pressing the function key plus left arrow. So in effect, I'm really pressing Shift, Function, Control Option and left arrow. Okay, but for the moment I'm just going to refer to it as Shift VO home or Shift Control Option home.
Toolbar.
Okay, so we've gone to the toolbar, and if I do VO left arrow control option left arrow.
Timeline.
Okay, that's the timeline tab that we're currently sitting in. So I'm going to go back to the table with VO command T or control option command T.
Table.
Let's interact with it with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 1 of 276, selected.
Okay. And now I'm actually going to switch to the next tab, which will be mentions. And that's done with Shift Command right brace. So I'll do that now, Shift Command right brace.
Select next tab.
And what I always like to do, because I've interacted with that first table, we're now interacting with this table in the new tab. I always like to make sure I'm at the top of the current item. So again, I'm going to do Shift-VO Home.
Apple Television, Apple TV RT at Woodbridge 3.
Okay, and yes, I am. And again, if I quickly uninteract with Shift-VO Up Arrow.
Stop interacting with table, row 1 of...
And then Shift-VO Home.
Toolbar.
Then VO Left Arrow, Control Option Left Arrow.
Mentions.
Okay, there we go. There's Mentions, definitely. So back to the table with VO Command T or Control Option Command T.
Table.
And then Shift VO Deno or Shift Control Option Deno to interact.
Interact with table, row 1 of 36, selected.
And of course, to go back to the previous table if I wished, it would be Shift Command Left Brace. So I'll do that now.
240 rows added.
And let's jump to the top with Shift VO Home.
Rollist, try the stopwatch.
Okay, so let's keep going through the tab. So Shift-Command-Right-Brace.
Select Next Tab.
And that, of course, was Mentions. Let's go to the next tab with Shift-Command-Right-Brace.
Select Next Tab. 4 rows added.
And again, let's jump to the top to make sure at the top with Shift-VO-Home.
Woodbridge. D-Serrickson just...
Okay, and these are my direct messages. Of course, we could uninteract with this table, jump to the toolbar, read to the left, and see that it's direct messages. So let's go to the next one, which is Shift-Command-Right-Brace.
Select Next Tab. No row selected.
Okay, now this particular tab after direct messages is Favorites. So if I jump to the top of this table again with Shift-VO-Home.
Rollist, this looks great RT at App Advice. Keep track of what matters with the BKN locator for iPhone HTTP.
And of course we can go through this tab with the Deno or Control Option Deno or VO Deno.
Mashable, no before you click. These 5 tools will help you see what that shortened URL Apple tweets, receive lost pet notifications and track them with tag.
Okay, and so on. Okay, so let's go to the next tab. So Shift Command Right Brace.
Select Next Tab. No row selected.
And let me do VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Empty table is in the voiceover cursor.
Now this
no
is an
selection.
Empty table because this one is the search tab. So let's go and have a look at this one. So Shift VO Up Arrow.
Stop interacting with empty table.
Let's jump up to the toolbar with Shift VO Home. Keep remembering that, of course, what I'm really doing is Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow. So Shift VO Home.
Toolbar.
And VO Left Arrow, Control Option Left Arrow.
Search.
Okay, so definitely a search. So let's do VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right Arrow.
Toolbar. Edit Text.
Now this Edit field next to the toolbar in the tabs is actually where you would type in a new Twitter. It's actually not the search edit box that you would search for a particular item on Twitter. So let's keep going with VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right Arrow.
Action menu button. Character counter text. Twitter search. Search text field.
Okay, and that's it. Twitter search. So let's say, for example, I want to search for Apple TV. Let me do that now.
Apple
TV.
TV.
And press enter.
Apple TV. Highlighted.
Okay, let's do Control Option Right Arrow or VO Right Arrow.
Table. No selection.
Let's select this table with Shift VO Deno or Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with table. Row 1 of 100. Flypoen. How to download iOS 5.1 Beta 3 for iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Apple TV HTTP.
Okay, and of course we can go through these searches for Apple TV in this table with just the Deno key.
Skakaka, how to...
Or VO Deno or Control Option Deno.
Little Zone, Lob at L Enter, top 1 row added, user king size, RT at House Music, Sherlockology. In the meantime, the iPhone app USA, just on sale iPhone apps, dollar not Lafayette, how to down...
And so on. Okay, so let's stay interacting with this table. I'm going to go to the next tab with Shift Command Right Brace again.
Select Next Tab. No row selected.
And again, let's do VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Empty table is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, an empty table, because in this case, again, this is my lists that I've actually set up or subscribed to in Twitter. So let's uninteract with this table. So Shift VO Up Arrow. Or Shift Control Option Up Arrow.
Stop interacting with empty table.
Okay, up to the toolbar with Shift VO Home.
Toolbar.
And let's just double check that we're in the right tab by doing VO Left Arrow or Control Option Left Arrow.
Lists.
and indeed we're in the lists. So let's do VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Toolbar. Edit text.
And there's our famous edit field for doing our tweets.
Action menu button. Character counter text. Select list, pop-up button.
Okay, select list. So let's do VO spacebar.
Menu 18 items checkmark. Select list, ellipsis.
Okay, VO dinner or control option dinner.
At Woodbridge / accessibility. At Woodbridge / Apple.
So at Woodbridge / Apple, these are my lists that I've created myself.
At Woodbridge / at suppliers. At Woodbridge / general tech. At Woodbridge / news. At Engadget / Apple fans.
And these are the other ones I'll subscribe to myself.
At Engadget / editors. At Engadget / mobile computing.
So at Engadget / mobile computing, let's have a look at that one. So let me do VO spacebar, control option spacebar to select that.
Closing menu. At Engadget / mobile computing, pop-up button.
And now this time that table is going to be filled. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Table, no selection.
And then shift VO dinner or shift control option dinner to interact with the table.
Interact with table, row 1 of 80. Stuart Miles. Samsung and Apple looking at new waterproof smartphone tech HTTP.
Okay, and of course it's dinner or control option dinner or VO dinner to go through the table.
/ gear. Murdoch blasts Google at / gear. Samsung merging bottle with Sasha _ P. MIT Google Plus blog E. Les Nouveaux HP Sasha _ P.
Okay, and so on. And now if we do shift command right brace again.
Select next tab. 196 rows added. Rollers. Try the stopwatch in the...
Okay, and I'm actually back to my timeline feed. So just remember that shift command right brace takes you forward, shift command left brace takes you back. And basically the order of the tabs, so from your timeline, you've got timeline, mentions, direct messages, favorites, search, list, and then back to timeline. So the first thing you like to do for a Twitter application is send a tweet. So that edit field I said we could get to by just navigating around with VoiceOver, there's also a faster way to jump to it, and that's with Command N for new tweet.
New tweet, edit text.
And I'll just show you something as I start typing. So I'm going to put this
is a
test
of
this
Twitter
application,
period.
Okay, now what I'm going to do now, I'm actually going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow, because I want to show you something.
Action menu button, 97, character counter.
Okay, because remember I was coming across that before and I wasn't talking about it. The character count is your character count because you've only got 140 characters to type your tweet into. And that item there keeps a count of how many characters are in your tweet. So let me do VO left arrow, control option left to go back.
Action menu button, edit text insertion at end of text. This is a test of this Twitter application.
Okay, and of course I want to send it, I just press the enter key.
Table, row 1 of 276. Row list, one row added, row list.
Okay, and it's actually sent. So let's just check where our cursor currently is with VO F3 or control option F3.
Table is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, so we've got focus on the table. And of course, we've got to interact with it with Shift VO dinner or Shift Control Option dinner.
Interact with table, row 2 of 207.
Okay, I'm on row 2, and if I go to row 1 with Control Option up arrow or VO up arrow.
Woodbridge, this is a test of this Twitter application.
Okay, so the second thing that I love to do all the time is retweet another tweet from somebody else. So let's just go down the timeline feed and see if we can find an item to retweet. VO dinner or Control Option dinner.
Roll us. Try the stopwatch in the clock or an app called Talking Timer at Koth 823 Mashable. Russian space probe crashes. iPhone _ newsfeed. Number iPhone iPhone. iPad apps for children with learning ZDNet. iPhone. iPad apps for children with mail _ view. CNET. Rupert Murdoch calls SMH. Apple tweets. Hands on with Olaclip. ZDNet. Why the iPad 3 will get 4G before the iPhone HTTP/.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. A bit of gossip. So let me retweet that with Shift Command V for Victor.
Retweet.
Okay, that's retweeted. Okay, now the third thing that I guess most people love to do is reply to someone. And so I'm going to jump to the top of my timeline again with Shift VO Home.
Woodbridge, this is a test of this Twitter application.
And as you can tell, that retweet didn't come up in my timeline. Okay, so let's do VO dinner, control option dinner.
Roll us. Try the stopwatch in the clock or an app called Talking Timer at Koth 823.
And I'm actually going to reply to this tweet by just pressing the enter key.
Edit text insertion at end of text. At rollus. At rollus.
Now, what I normally like to do is actually interact with that edit file it's just jumped to. So I'm going to do Shift VO Denner or Shift Control Option Denner.
Interact with edit text.
Okay, and let's really just check where the cursor is. I'm going to do Shift VO left arrow or Shift Control Option left arrow.
Space V.
Yep, that's the end of the person's username, so it's add username.
V.
And space.
Space.
Okay, and I'm going to type in a reply. So I'm going to do is this.
This.
Built in.
In.
Or.
Or.
A.
3RG. 3Road.
Party.
Party.
App. Question mark.
App. Question.
And as I did by just sending a tweet, I'm just going to press enter to reply to this person.
Table. Rollis. Try the stopwatch in the clock or an app called.
Okay. So let's just check where our cursor is with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Table is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, so the focus is back on the table, so let me interact with Shift VO Denner or Shift Control Option Denner.
Interact with table, row 3 of 207.
Okay, so I'm row 3. So I'm going to do VO up arrow or Control Option up arrow.
Woodbridge, at Rollis, is this built in or a 3-road party app?
Okay, so that was my reply to that person. Okay, now what I'm not going to do in this particular demonstration is I'm not going to DM somebody, because I really don't want to give out people's at usernames in this particular demo. So the fourth thing I want to show you
one row is, added.
And as you can just tell there, when it said one row added, there was more items coming into my timeline feed then. Okay, so let's do the fourth thing I wanted to show you, and that's how you can check your followers and who's following you. So let's go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
With VO M or Control Option M. Let's do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow over to Tools.
Your view, File, Edit, View, Tweet, Timeline, Tools.
Okay, and VO down arrow, Control Option down to pull it down.
Tools, Menu, 7 items.
Okay, and VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Error Console, Command Control, E. Refilter all tweets, Command Control, T. View following and followers, Command, L.
Okay, view following and followers. So let's do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar, and of course all of these menu items have got shortcut keys. I'm just showing you the menu way to do it at the moment. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar, this item.
View following and followers. Now in Woodbridge window, following, selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, so I've got two tabs, following, and if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Followers tab, 2 of 2.
That's followers. Okay, so let me do VO left arrow back.
Following. Selected tab,
so
1 of 2.
Following, so I'm going to check who's currently following me. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Followers, table, no selection.
Okay, there's a table. So Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 1 of 101, column 1 of 5, image.
Okay, and we can go across with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Column 2 of 5, Jeff Bishop. Column 3 of 5, Jeff Bishop. Column 4 of 5, developer, technologist, window by scripter. Broadcaster and Family Orient, column 5 of 5, menu button.
Okay, so it basically tells you the name, a description of the person that you're following, and a menu button on the fifth column. And if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on it.
Menu, 5 items.
And I do VO down arrow or Control Option down arrow.
Reply.
So you can reply to the person.
Send DM.
Send a direct message because I'm following them.
Stop following.
Stop following.
Go to user.
Go to user.
Open user's website.
Open user's website. Okay, and that's it. So from here, you could actually stop following them if you so desired. Okay, so let me do escape to come out of this menu.
Closing menu. Menu button.
Okay, and I won't go for the rest of this particular table. So let me close this window of my followers and following with Command W.
Now in timeline window. TechCrunch. Gadgets okay. Week in Review.
And we're back onto the timeline window. And I'm already still interacting with the table, so I can now just do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Woodbridge, at roll, Woodbridge, Rollis, Mashable, iPhone underline newsfeed.
Okay, and so on.
One row added.
And of course, there comes another tweet into my timeline. Okay, now, one of the final couple of things I wanted to show you. And I'll do this via the menu bar on the tweet menu. So let's do VO M or Control Option M for menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
Okay, let's go over to tweets with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Your view, Kiru, file, edit, view, tweet.
Okay, and pull it down with VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Tweet, menu 20, new tweet, command, N.
Okay, that's new tweet, command, N.
Reply, return.
Reply, return, which is what we've already done.
Reply all, shift, return.
That's reply all, which is shift, return. That's to multiple recipients.
Send DM, D.
So send DM or direct message is D. So if you can put manually, you can put D space at username space and then your message to a particular user.
Toggle favored, F.
Now toggle favorites. So my favorites tab was basically made up of me when I read my timeline tweets. I just press F when I'm on the table on a particular row, an item that I like the sound of and want to read and keep the information on. I just press the letter F for Foxtrot, and that goes into my favorites tab. So it's very handy. So let me keep going down and I'll show you another one that I tend to use quite a lot.
Retweet, Command Shift V.
Okay, of course, retweet, Shift Command V.
Retweet with comment, Command Option V.
So that's retweet with comments. So rather than just retweeting sometimes, you can basically add your own comments and then have it retweet by pressing enter. So it basically puts the retweet in that tweet edit field and allows you to edit it, and then you can press enter to send it. So that's quite handy as well in case you want to have a joke about something or you feel very strongly about a particular tweet. So I keep going down with VO demo, which option demo.
Delete tweet. DIN command delete. Open in browser. Open address tweet in browser. Go to at reply user. Open links. L.
Okay, and this is open links. This is one that I use, which is the letter L for Lima. And that opens up the hyperlink in the tweet so you can read or access the website that it's talking about. Okay, so let me press escape.
One row added.
And we're back to the timeline feed. So we pressed VO F3, Control Option F3.
iPhone underline newsfeed. Number iPhone, iPad apps.
Okay, and of course that's one of the rows or items in my timeline feed. Okay, so the final option is to look for your preferences, and that's like all Mac applications, it's Command Comma.
Now in General Window, Timeline Refresh Interval, Stepper.
Okay, let's jump up to the top of the window with Shift VO Home. And again, just another hint or reminder, what I'm really doing on my Mac Air keyboard is doing Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow. So Shift VO Home.
Toolbar.
Okay, let's interact with the toolbar with Shift VO Down Arrow or Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items, General, Selected button.
So I've got General, which is currently selected, then we've got
Accounts button.
Accounts.
Appearance button.
Appearance.
Tab button.
Tab.
Text input button.
Text input.
Color button.
Color.
Notification button.
Notification.
Advanced button.
And advanced. So in Accounts, that's where you can set up your user account details, etc. for Twitter. And you would actually have to do that when you first run the application. But it's a very straightforward process, and the whole application, as you can quite easily see, is very easy to navigate. So let me just close down this preference window with Command W.
Now in timeline window, iPhone underline newsfeed, number iPhone, iPad apps for children.
Okay, and I normally keep my Twitter application night hour running, so which I will in this case, otherwise you could just do Command Q to quit. So in this case, I'm actually going to return to my desktop to keep Night Hour running. So, of course, that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D for desktop.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume, Finder activity.
And before I say goodbye for this particular demo, you can actually find that application in the Mac App Store by actually putting in Night Hour, and it will actually come up with the correct application and the right spelling, of course. So if you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.